two for the front door, two for the emergency ward, and two for each of the three elevators. I've kept men away from the patient care floors. We don't want to start trouble in those areas. Considerate of you, she thought, but said nothing. Anders glanced at his watch. 12:40, he said. I think somebody should show me the main computer. It's in the basement, she said, nodding toward the main building. Over there. Will you show me? Sure, she said. She didn't really care. She no longer maintained any illusions about her ability to affect the outcome of events. She realized that she was in the grip of an inexorable process involving many people and many past decisions. What would happen would happen. She walked down the corridor with Anders and found herself thinking about Mrs. Crail. It was odd. She hadn't thought of Mrs. Crail in years. Emily Crail had been her first patient as a psychiatric resident years ago. The woman was 50, her children grown, her husband bored with her. She was suicidally depressed. Janet Ross had taken the case with a sense of personal responsibility. She was young and eager, and she fought Mrs. Crail's impulses like a general fighting a war, marshaling resources, planning strategies, revising and updating battle plans. She nursed Mrs. Crail through two unsuccessful suicide attempts. And then she began to realize that there were limits to her own energy, skills, and knowledge. Mrs. Crail was not improving. Her suicidal attempts became more crafty. Eventually, she succeeded in killing herself. But by that time, Ross had, fortunately, detached herself from the patient, as she was detached from Benson now. They had reached the far end of the corridor when behind them, from telecomp, they heard Gerhard shout, "Janet! Janet, are you still here?" She returned to telecomp with Anders following along curiously. Inside the computer room, the console lights were flickering unsteadily. "Look at this," Gerhard said, pointing to one printout console. "Current program terminated. Program change in 05040201:00. Program change."
"The main computer is going to a new program," Gerhard said.
"So what?"
"We didn't instruct that."
"What's the new program?"
"I don't know," Gerhard said. "We didn't instruct any change."
Ross and Anders watched the console. "New program reads as..." Then there was nothing. No further letters appeared on the screen. Anders said, "What does it mean?"
"I don't know," Gerhard said. "Maybe another time-sharing terminal is overriding us, but that shouldn't be possible. We locked in priority for our terminal for the last 12 hours. Ours should be the only terminal that can initiate program changes."
The console flashed up new letters. "New program reads as machine malfunction. All programming terminated. 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 Terminated."
"What?"
Gerhard said. He started to punch buttons on the console, then quit.
"It isn't accepting any new instructions."
"Why not?"